Croc and the Bro podcast.
Welcome everyone. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody. Thanks for tuning in again.
Yeah. So I have a really cool topic. One that we've done a bunch of these already, but this one is really cool. I definitely want to talk about it. It's incredibly interesting, obviously, as you'll know.
Yeah. Hotly debated too.
Very debated.
Mm-hmm.
Very debated, but regardless, it's a really cool topic either way. But aliens is going to be today's episode.
I know. And reality versus myth. Are they real or are they fake?
And, you know, of course, there's tons of myths that have been made up. There's tons of stories that people just fabricate and lie
so
about.
So many stories.
There are people who definitely lie about it. But there are people who, it's crazy because there are people who genuinely are like, I had this experience.
Right. I mean, there are unexplained phenomena.
There are.
Right?
There are, which makes it more interesting. And the thing is, it's like these people come up with these crazy stories. And they always go, well, how does it benefit me making this up? Some of these people are like affluent people who have like these social lives, and then they have these experiences and it changes them. So who knows what's going on, but it's...
Yeah, it definitely can be like a mind-altering experience. There are people who, you know, believe it so fervently that it changes them. I agree with you
and
on that.
Their whole perspective on life changes, and like, it's, you know, it's really cool regardless. It's a really cool topic. But yeah, I think alien stories, there's tons of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm so curious to hear like where you fall on the spectrum. Like, do you think they're real or do you think it's a myth?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to have a very vanilla answer on this because, because I'm one of these people that like, I would love to experience an alien. Like, I'd love to have what these people claim. Never had an alien experience.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew anybody who had an alien experience. I know there's plenty of people out there who have.
Right.
But my thing is, what I've heard from people who know a lot about space and all that stuff, and I guess from NASA as well, like, the nearest place for us to where there's like actual livable life is like 300 million light years away or something like that. Or 300,000. Right. I don't know if it's 1,000 or million. Either way, it's fucking far. But that's like the nearest place where there could be sustainable life and even like a stable water source.
Right. Yeah.
So if that's true, it's one, if they do exist, even if they did exist, it would be impossible for them to reach us. But there's a million theories too, like that can dispute mine, but at least that one, I have to say that I'm sure they exist somewhere. I still need to see it to believe it, to know. I need to have like an experience or like see something wacky to be like, oh, they're definitely real. Like, and at least they're here on Earth.
Right. I mean, it's possible that they're more technologically advanced, right, than us. And maybe they came up with technology and a ship to get here. I don't know.
There's theories that there's an alien civilization brought human beings here to this planet.
Mm-hmm.
There's that theory.
Right.
Which is crazy. I mean, if other aliens do exist, of course, like, things have been around forever. Humans, I don't know how long we've been able to track that we've been around, but I'm sure there's other life forms very, very far away have been around longer.
It's impossible to not have some sort of form of life there that's outside of just, like, creatures and animals.
Because there's planets in other places, so they found like worms on Mars or whatever, you know. So there's like, if there's other planets and there's other things that physically exist, that's life anyway.
And minerals, whatever life is there, they would just adapt to those conditions. Like, maybe that living being or that creature doesn't need the same amount of water that we do. Or maybe they don't need oxygen to breathe. Like, I don't know. It's like, they must be different.
That's why I think like, but unfortunately, like, of Star Trek, we'll get into Star Trek and some of my ideas stem from Star Trek, but like,
okay,
for a bipedal life form that's been here, it's very hard for me to believe that because I need to see it.
See it to believe it is where you
that's
fall.
That's where I fall.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, there are like certain things that are unexplained that I'm not like, they are totally real. But I think I fall kind of somewhere in the middle. Like, I believe that forms of life are out there.
Yeah.
That they could be more advanced than us or as advanced as us. And like you said, they just haven't reached us yet.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there are certain things like stories I've heard over that span like several centuries that just like unexplained phenomenon that's like, that's interesting. And like outside of what you hear in the movies, obviously, right? Like the facts, like what are the facts? Like what's the evidence that people are finding, or what are the pictures people are taking? So like there are things in there that give me pause, right? Like, maybe they are. But funny story, my driver's ed teacher believed he was abducted by aliens.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Like, I learned more about aliens than I ever learned about driving. Like, good thing my dad taught me to drive, because I, like, would know nothing about driving for that.
What did he teach you about aliens?
Well, he believed that him and his ex-wife got abducted by aliens, and that's what made their marriage go bad.
That's fucking legendary. That's like, awesome. I mean, I hope not that the marriage went down the hill. I just, at least that they got abducted together.
I know. No, he believed it so like passionately that he got abducted by aliens. Yeah. And it was one of those like group drivers, Ed. You know, so like you're in the car with four other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time, like the whole time we're in the car, it was just like, oh, yeah, drive around the neighborhood. Now, let me tell you a story about that time my ex-wife and I got abducted by aliens.
Holy shit.
He was nuts. He was totally nuts.
But it's tough because alien stories, there are brilliant people who can explain alien phenomenon and like they can sell you on it because they know about, you know, they can talk about like scientific stuff, but like.
I don't think this guy was that though.
No.
I'm sorry. He's like, like a mediocre driver's ed teacher. Actually, probably more on like the under mediocre side, because he's not even teaching us about driving. Like he's checked out. He's like one of those.
At least he made it entertaining that he's talking about aliens.
Burnt out driver's ed teachers who's so over it that, you know, he's not even imparting a little nugget of wisdom about driving, which is like your job, but cool. But yeah, that always like stuck in my mind. I'm like, this guy, I mean, he's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and he's not the one who convinced me that, oh, maybe there are aliens out there. It's just from my own like reading about like scientific things or, you know, things that fall from the sky or they find in a field, right? Just like certain really interesting.
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. So, but yeah, so what was his story that you remember?
So they were on a trip in Texas, of course, like, you know, rural Texas somewhere.
It does make sense. Rural stuff makes sense, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, lots of unexplained things in rural areas, right? And so, you know, they were going for a walk through this like open field, and like, you know, like you see in the movies, like a circular
beam
came down. Yeah, he's lying. And of course, yeah, like, no, lifted just like the circular ship.
The UFO came and hovering.
He said they were abducted by aliens in that field and they don't know how much time had passed. And of course, and he said they wiped his memory of what happened on the ship. But he remembers like
he remembers waking up.
Well, the next thing he remembered is being back on the ground and the ship going away. That was his story. But he said they wiped his memory from what happened while he was on the ship.
Now, if they had the technology to beam you up with some energy beam Star Trek shit, they would have the technology to wipe your memory. So, it, you know, but yeah, it's just. I don't believe the beam shit.
I don't believe they wiped his memory. I'm sorry. Like,
and that's they only not, wipe your memory of like 2 hours. That's
not real. That's not something that science can do, as far as I know, unless you're getting a lobotomy.
Well, no, they could, you know, I mean, obviously this is a best up mess for me to say. They could roofie you, you know.
Yeah, okay.
They could
I hadn't considered that. It could have been like a drug-induced kind of blackout.
But he conveniently remembers getting beamed up, but he doesn't remember anything else.
No.
He has flashes of nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, at least, like, make up a good story or something. Like, this is the story you're telling, like, over and over again, like, fill in some details there, driver's ed dude. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, one celebrity, this is on, I think it was on the Rogan's podcast, Dan Aykroyd, very intelligent guy, very sharp, very smart. Mm-hmm. He's one of these guys. He really believes aliens. He told some really good stories on Joe Rogan's podcast. And like, you know, those of you who listen to Rogan, he wants to believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like trying to poke, but he was trying to poke through Dan Aykroyd's stories, and Dan Aykroyd was like X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. And he was, and he's a fast talker. He's a salesman.
He had the science to back it up.
Well, yeah, he had logical explanations. Mm-hmm. He had logical explanations, which is like usually like your story. It's like he just
He's out to lunch, but it's so funny because I wonder if that's why Dan Aykroyd came up with Coneheads on SNL, because he's passionate about aliens.
Yeah, he is. He's super passionate about aliens, and his vodka company, which is really cool. I'm like selling his vodka company for him, but
you're selling Dan Aykroyd.
I know.
Right now.
I want people to look it up themselves. The Crystal Skulls. It's a pretty cool topic, and I think it's based. They had the Indiana Jones movie, which I never saw, but yeah, he's like,
that's his vodka. It has a crystal skull.
It's like triple distilled. It's like, he's like, I guess it's, I don't even know what that entails. Triple distilled vodka or something. I'm probably saying that wrong. But yeah, and like the bottles are like crystal skulls. So it's pretty cool. I have one small one. I remember the bottle. But like, he's someone who he's like, he explains it. And like, I think a lot of times when people see like strange aircraft, I think that's the government and the military having like new technology. I think that's what it is. More so than aliens. Like, there's theories that like the government uses alien technology to build shit.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's like, if you see a crazy like jet fly and it looks like a weird shape, like it could be just the government doing it. And all this stuff is in the desert, so they can actually fly a while before people can even see it.
Right. And it also could be a foreign jet craft, right? Like, maybe it's unrecognizable. Like, if we're in America, we're looking up and that looks odd, but it could just be an aircraft from a different country that's unrecognizable, right? Maybe,
yeah.
I mean, you know, these like triangular shaped, or maybe they're just seeing it as a triangle. I mean, there's lots of different reasons they could see something that's unrecognizable, right?
There's technology that's developed. I mean, think about VR and, you know, all that stuff. If they can project things off of an aircraft or a ship, they can make it look very weird to someone who's miles below. Or a mile below, looking up at it, like, so. I feel like a lot of the UFO sightings and all that, I think it's more military aircraft. Again, I'd have to see it, you know. But you know, a lot of them are in like Nevada and like Texas and like these desolate areas, which makes sense. If you're the government and you're gonna test like flying vehicles, you're gonna want to be away from big cities. You're gonna want to be in rural areas. That's why Area 51 is in Nevada. It's clearly a government testing area.
Yeah,
we know that's public knowledge. But there are crazy stories though, and stories I hear, they have good explanations. It's like that's true. Like, you know, again, we exist as humans, so you got to think something similar to us exists somewhere else. But the odds of it, based on what we know, how far away shit is. You know, that's, so we'll see.
Yeah, I would need some more concrete proof to be like, I'm going to put my name on the line and say they 100% exist. I need a little more proof, or a little more scientific.
Yeah.
Proof.
The other thing is, about your story too, is he never saw the aliens. He just remembers getting beamed up.
He
saw the aircraft. He remembers getting beamed up.
He believed he experienced going into the aircraft.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, actually, I never thought about it that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which technically, if you are going to abduct somebody, you don't want them to see you. You don't want them to physically see you. So like, again, it makes sense that they would not let you see them if they wanted to be secret about it. But the thing is, if they wanted to be secret about it, you wouldn't even realize you were getting beamed up in an alien ship. They would probably want you to just black out. But who knows?
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it like a... They could have maybe given you some sort of drug to maybe make you forget.
Like,
but not actually, it's not actually wiping your mind of it. It's just you're temporarily
out of it, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's cool that there's so much cool stuff. We're going to have to do multiple episodes on this because there's so much juice.
We got to get a hold of Dan Aykroyd. Drink some vodka and talk about aliens with him.
He's like, yeah, and again, he is a great salesman. He can talk a mile a minute. Everyone knows that. But like, when him explaining stuff, and I'm sure he's been on other shows too. If anyone googles Dan Aykroyd aliens, like you're gonna believe a lot of what he says because he's so descriptive.
I would watch that show. Like, if he's just talking about aliens, I would watch that.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. He's a talented guy, obviously, but he can sell. But it's you know he's he believes it. And again, obviously, I respect it because people have experiences which I've never had. But yeah, that's kind of the deal there. But
yeah,
it would be awesome. It'd be great to hang out with certain aliens, depending on if they're cool. If aliens are fun. Oh,
hopefully they're cool. Like, I hope they're cool. So do you have like a fantasy of if you came in contact with an alien, like what would you want to do with them?
So this kind of stems from Star Trek because, well, in Star Trek,
it plants the seed for you, right?
It does. It gives me ideas about aliens just because, you know, Star Trek, of course, there's like multiple bipedal beings on a single ship. They all go to the bar and they like drink with each other.
I love that you call them bipedal, by the way.
Because they have feet.
Is that a Star Trek term?
Well, no. That's
just what they're called. That's what we're called?
Yeah, like because we can walk on two legs and it's like, I mean, obviously Star Trek, it's a TV show. So they have to cast people. They have to cast people who can walk. Of course. And like, you know, but realistically, other beings, if we find other life forms on other planets, they're probably not going to have two legs. They might have like eight legs. They might, because their environment's going to be, they might be like worms instead of like human type. You know what I mean?
Right.
So bipedals is like two legs, basically. Yeah. But like, they drink together. They play games together. So I'm thinking like, if there is an alien life, what would be really cool, if you go to like an alien casino, like an alien like Las Vegas, right? You go to like an alien Las Vegas, like how good are the margaritas going to be, you know? And like, what are their jacuzzis? What are their hot tubs like? What are their pools like?
Mm-hmm.
Like an alien hot tub, that sounds pretty fun. As long as it's alien, like not dangerous.
Alien Las Vegas sounds pretty epic.
That would be pretty cool.
I'm
right?
on board for that. Like playing, I'm on like, board.
And what kind of casino games do they come? I'm sure there's if there is
especially
a dish society,
if they have more, like if they have 8 or 10 hands, like think of how good at poker they'd be.
They could be
or whatever
really good
games
dealers.
They
would definitely be good dealers. They can just like easily deal out a hold'em game in 2 seconds. But yeah, right. So that's what I want to do. Like because in Star Trek they talk about like I think it's like Klingon alcohol or like, you know, Vulcan alcohol. It's like how wasted can you get off of like Klingon alcohol? Could you hold your weight? You know, like if you had to ever drink like alien booze, like alien tequila or like alien vodka,
they might be able to hold their liquor better than you can.
They probably can.
I'm sure. I mean, anybody can.
Oh, that's not right.
I mean, I know I can.
Excuse me. We've both outheld each other on various nights. You have gotten me a couple nights.
Debatable.
Oh really? Oh really? You seem to have a hard time with high alcohol content beer, and you have to slide that to me. You can't really handle beers.
But see, that's not because I can't drink it. It's just because I don't like to taste a beer after. It's like too carbonated for me after a while. It's not because I can't hold the liquor of it.
Well, then you probably wouldn't be able to handle an alien beer, an alien.
Probably
bro.
Not, but I could handle that alien vodka for sure. Like slide over Dan Aykroyd's and the alien's vodka, and I could drink.
Well, you would be,
you know, alien vodka sodas till the cows come.
You'd be able to drink Dan Aykroyd's vodka, no problem, because it's really well made. But yeah, alien, it's a whole nother level. But yeah, that would be kind of cool, just to like, because that's what I would want to do. Like, I'm not into like, you know, it'd be cool to like learn about alien sports. That'd be kind of fun. I wonder, you know, because I'm into sports.
Alien lacrosse, I bet that would be fun.
That
to
would
play.
Be sweet. They have some
with
fun
all their
with
different
that.
Hands, though.
Alien yeah. hockey, alien basketball. I mean, I don't know who. I'm sure they. I'm sure if there is life like that, they got something fun like that. But
right.
As long as they're cool, I'll hang out with them, party with them. Alien tacos.
Oh man.
Alien pizza.
Oh,
yeah.
I hadn't thought about
whatever
the food.
They eat. I know.
I bet they have like really good chefs up
they
there.
They probably have like really good like mangoes and like avocado and stuff, like their alien fruit.
Alien sushi? Ooh. But see,
you might get schemed off of alien sushi, but yeah, it's probably good.
Yeah. Well, I bet they have their gourmand chefs up there. Maybe not sushi based because they're not near water.
If they had the technology, they probably have some good sushi and good food.
That's true.
But yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of like partying and eating, really, with aliens.
Like,
that'd be cool.
Las Vegas in space.
In space, like Alien Vegas. Like, that'd be awesome.
That sounds
you,
epic.
Everyone would want to go there.
I'm on board. I'm on board. As long, like you said, as long as we're not like put in any danger and they're not abducting us or like we're kidnapped.
No.
Like, as long as we can leave when we want.
That's why.
Same
like,
with Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's why the Star Trek scenario is like ideal because it's like, They all get along. I mean, obviously there's conflict in other societies, but like having people at a bunch of aliens drinking together at a bar, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got some other fantasies you think you're thinking of?
Well, similar to yours, like mine involves like the high tech aircraft, like this spacecraft. Like, yeah. I would love to go take like a really extensive tour. Like, I'm thinking of it as like a really fancy hotel in the sky, right? Like, so I'm envisioning this image of like a big circular aircraft with all like moving sidewalks everywhere and like really sleek high-end hotel with like, you know, alien pools and hot tubs, like almost like a spa castle.
Alien
like,
malls.
Spa castle, but in the sky. Like a really fancy spa resort, but that's like cool. In space.
Yeah.
But I would just imagine that they would have like, you know, I mean, of course, I'm sure part of it is osmosis from like, or imagery from movies, right? But like fancy like doors and, you know, just kind of very
sleek. Yeah.
Very sleek and like very like fresh. Modern. That's if what I'm that envisioning.
Advanced, if they're that advanced to have all that stuff, I'm sure it would look like that.
I want to stay at like the Alien Hotel and just like go explore. Because I imagine they have some cool stuff to do. Like you're saying, like all like fun based things.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hopefully it's not like, because hopefully they're not a species where they're like, want to dominate everything and just they're just like barbaric, you know. Hopefully they're like, there's enough where they want to be chill and hang out, you know.
But yeah,
I
would just love to see how their like little universe works, right? Because I imagine in the ship is sort of like a little pod, a little like little species of, unless they're on a trip, right? Yeah. Unless like if those aliens live on that ship for 100 years or hundreds of years, thousands of years, like their whole little societies. Universe is in this ship. So I'd love to just go explore.
What if like little alien doggies too, you know?
Whoa.
What if they have cool little pets, you know?
I mean, well, or like
alien kids. Yeah, that's a thing. Like if they have another planet too, like, I mean, Earth, we have so many different types of species and animals and like all that stuff too, like
they might have a whole ecosystem on that ship.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want it to exist, but like I need to see it. You know, I need to see it.
We need to go to that alien Las Vegas in the sky where I can go explore.
That would be done deal. You know?
I know.
That would be cool.
Maybe we can record a podcast with them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do they do for they got to do something for entertainment.
That's true. You know? Well, when I think about that, I always think of Coneheads, and it ties me back to that like arena scene at the end.
Oh, when they battle each other. Yeah.
When they're battling. So I'm envisioning something like that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, like I said, it would be cool to just see like, you know, what games they play, what kind of fun they have.
Right.
You know, alien golf course. That'd be kind of fun.
I bet they're like really good at swimming because they're just I don't know. I envision like a really like slender
the stereotypical alien. Like oval head,
yeah,
like teardrop head and like thin body, long arms, and actually well, like webbed fingers and hands.
Well, no, not just like very like long and slender. So I just imagine they'd be really good at swimming.
They probably would be sick at swimming. Yeah, they're very they can like wiggle and stuff. They can like
do they have alien through. Olympics? Like let's go to the alien Olympics.
They probably do. I would imagine if there's a society like ours. Let's say there's like a duplicate society like Earth. You know, same structure. There's like, you know, there's like.
Possible.
I guess like economic structure, like there's different classes of people, like there's going to be entertainment stuff. If it's all one simple basic race, they might not be as entertaining, but but if it's like us, they probably have a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, because who knows, Netflix and Hulu might not have reached them yet, so they're gonna have to be doing something for entertainment.
They probably have their own alien streaming platforms.
I'm sure they do, you know? Yeah.
So who knows? But it's really cool to think about. It'd be really amazing.
We could go down the rabbit hole for days.
We're gonna have to come back on alien stuff because there's so many different directions.
Well,
to go
I'd love to talk to someone who's like more of a scientific expert on, like, can give us some more background about, you know, what facts they do have.
Yeah, because the thing is, there are scientists who studied and they've discovered stuff. They're like, this mineral doesn't exist on Earth, and all of a sudden this is only here in this one particular spot. That kind of stuff. There are people who are very intelligent, have degrees, and you know, very bright people, and like they're coming up with stuff. They're like, yeah, this is an element that exists on Earth.
Right.
We don't know what this is, you know. And then there's like the government cover up. They want to be like, we don't know what that is either. Could be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Could be like, you know, a virus, which is the last thing we want right now is another virus.
Oh, I bet there's some government cover up. I bet there's a good amount of that.
Yeah.
Just and kind of burying it, not letting it surf bubble up to the newsroom.
Yeah. I mean, other theories that happen too is there's another one I heard that they found this in like South America or something like that. But I forget where in South America, but they found in a very small alien, like the aliens, like, you know, like the size of like a sub, you know, like a sandwich basically. But they think it was an adult being, and it just crashed here because it was probably dead floating in space forever, and it finally reached our atmosphere and it just like crashed into Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It could be because that happens too, like things probably just drift in space, they just float along, they get pushed by whatever momentum and gravity, whatever it is, and the thing just like crashed here. There's theories that like it was probably dead in space.
Right.
Because handling different atmospheres is another challenge, which is why we have to send satellites everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
right.
That happens too. Things just fall into Earth. They maybe weren't supposed to go there. Maybe they were trying to go to the moon. Maybe they were targeting the moon and then ended up coming to Earth. Like whatever. There's so many different angles. But it was spooky to see. It's like, that could happen. Like,
yeah.
Something that's not meant to be here just happens to end up here.
Yeah, I mean, they got lost. Their alien GPS conked out.
And as we know about the space movies, shit goes wrong in space.
Well, you know, their navigation took them to the wrong place. They got lost in space, so to speak, and they ended up here.
Like, you can't call Lyft in space and just get someone there in 5 minutes. It's not
no,
like that.
I mean, it'll take them hundreds of years to get you.
It's crazy. So, yeah. So
you're
yeah.
dead in the water, alien.
I know. It's nuts, right? But yeah, I mean, you know, it's... I want them to exist real bad.
Mm.
And if they do exist, I just hope they're really cool. But
yeah, only on the fun side of things. I don't want any I don't want any like world domination narratives to come to life.
That would suck. Yeah, if we had to like battle some aliens from another planet and they're like technology advanced, that would suck.
Yeah, if there were like a different type of intelligent species that was like
just aggressive
us.
Yeah,
exactly. And they could just like world domination. That would be insane.
Yeah.
So I hope I do not hope for that. I just want, like you said, just pure fun.
Alien Vegas. Alien Vegas is the way to go. Yeah. That would be sweet.
That's great. That's a great image.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just hang out, you know, hang out with some aliens, have some alien friends.
Right.
You know?
Just, you know, easygoing aliens, like the Pats of aliens.
Yeah, an alien version of me. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that would be like, but.
Yeah, I think you would have more than one hand. That way you could eat like multiple slices of pizza at a time.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I probably want that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny to think about too. If you had alien abilities, what would you want?
I think I'd love to be able to teleport.
That'd be sick.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Where you just like disappear and then you appear in
somewhere
the place you want
to
be.
Not to
that's
worry about,
that's
not
teleport, right?
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think I would love to do that, and then I would also love to have invisibility as an option,
sneaky.
Like be able to just very stealth operation and
just
be
go wherever
able
you
to
want.
Be
no
invisible.
One's no one can see you or bother you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
What about you? What would you?
No,
want?
No, I think those are good too. I mean, you know. I've always wanted the ability to fly. That's like superhero
Ooh,
stuff.
That's a good one too.
But just being able to fly. I mean, obviously it's like Superman is like, he mm-hmm. comes from another planet. He comes here and he can like, he can obviously do a bunch of amazing things. But, you know, that would be kind of neat to have that ability to fly. That would be sweet.
That would be.
I mean, teleporting would be like so much easier. But I feel like flying is more fun.
No.
Teleporting is kind of boring after a while. It's like
flying
boom.
Flying is right up there.
Yeah.
I mean... That's amazing. I would love to do that.
And then obviously he has the Superman. He has like, they call it alien strength. So it's like, you know, the gravity on where he's from is harsher or whatever. It's well thought of. So, but yeah, that'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we have to make more alien episodes. Clearly, there's so much to stem from.
We're going to circle back to this.
Yeah.
But we do have some trivia to close out our episode today.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to revive our game of Stump the Kronk and Stump the Bro.
That's right.
And it's 50-50. So, well, you know, quick trivia round and we'll see who wins. And are we putting any stakes on this game today?
I guess we can.
Got anything good for me?
I'm trying to think of steaks for now. Man. Oh, man, I should have thought of this beforehand.
I know. Well, if we don't have anything juicy, we can just have bragging rights for this week.
We'll just, yeah, we'll have stump bragging rights for now. And, you know, I guess we can just, we'll just pick dinner someplace, something like that. Winner pick dinner or something like that.
We'll circle back to something really evil.
Yeah, we'll get something soon. Epic later.
Really yeah. Evil.
So you want to go first?
Sure.
Let's try to stump the bro.
Try to stump you, bro.
All right, bro.
Okay, so with our alien theme, my question to you is, when was the first alien sighting in the United States? Was it in 1639 in Massachusetts by the Massachusetts Bay Colony Governor John Winthrop? Or was it in World War II by a pilot in World War II?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so pretty big time difference here.
Very big. In
terms of when that first alien sighting occurred.
But the thing that's weird is that you were very descriptive about your first answer. You had like a whole organization and name and all that stuff. And then you just go a World War II pilot for the other one. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to go World War II pilot. It was the first sighting.
Oh, man, you sniffed me out, but you got it wrong. It's 1639 John Winthrop in his diary.
Oh, my God. Should have figured it was spotted before the World War II.
Man,
but
you got me good there, though, because I was sweating. Because, honestly, I should have been as descriptive with the other one, clearly.
But I was that's why, that actually worked in your favor, because I was like, she's going into detail about it. She wants me to focus on that one. Man, I overthink myself. I can't believe I thought that too. World War II. It's definitely not the first alien sighting. I'm an idiot. Good job, Kronk.
It was in his diary entry that he saw something suspicious in the sky. So all the things I read was quantifying that as the first alien sighting in the U.S.
Man, all right. Good job, Kronk.
Oh, man. Clearly, I have to go.
You distracted me very good.
I got to go into detail here.
Yeah, but that worked
out
for you.
Equal amount of detail not throw you off the scent.
That just worked out for you, though, honestly. I should have figured the first was before World War II was like 1945. Of course,
see, that was your instinct. The detail, what I could tell that was your instinct initially.
I should have. Yeah. Well, damn. Good job,
well,
Kronk.
You're lucky that there are no stakes, so I just get to brag.
Thank God, no stakes. That was a stupid answer by me. I should have figured that. I also have heard about alien stories, too. I should have. that was dumb. Oh, I slicked away with that. I'm very lucky, too.
You're very lucky there are no stakes.
As dumb as that was, I'm very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Super lucky. All right. What do you got for me?
All right. So, to stump the Kronk,
mm-hmm.
this is a good toss up. This is a good 50-50. So, which celebrity rock band frontman is an avid believer in aliens?
Okay,
here are your choices. I think this is a good toss up. I think pretty even. So, the frontman for Blink-182, Tom DeLonge, or the frontman for Smash Mouth, Steve Harwell.
Ooh.
Very 90s band choices here.
Very 90s.
But good toss-up. They both kind of have like a funky sound.
They both
have like a weird, you know,
it really could go style, either way. Because, yeah, they're both alternative in a lot of ways. Okay, I'm going to go with Smash Mouth.
Yes, no! I got the Kronk stumped. I got her. All right, good. So that was easy. So we both stumped each other.
Dang.
Nice.
It's Blink-182.
Yep, Tom DeLonge, Blink-182. Mm. He's apparently, from what I gathered on my internet research, my internet facts.
Yes, very thorough.
He's very adamant about aliens. He's read over 200 books about aliens.
Whoa.
So he's clearly passionate about it. Now, to be fair, I don't necessarily, I'm actually glad we didn't have a punishment on this, because I don't actually know Steve Harwell's position on aliens. But for the sake
just
of
the, like threw it in.
For the sake of the trivia question, I wanted to throw you off. So, right. For the sake of trivia, I just included that. Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't sound like Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth is into aliens as Tom DeLonge, but he's an avid believer in aliens, and he's read a lot of books, and so
Wow. Yeah, I really could have seen it going either way.
Oh, of course.
Just in terms of their style and their aesthetic.
That alternative. They got kind of trippy songs sometimes, weird mm-hmm. sounds. So, but yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are like straight-laced people too that also fervently believe in aliens too. I think you can't exactly like judge someone based on like how they dress. Like, oh, that person believes in aliens. Yeah. You know, so it could really go either way.
Yeah. Oh, if you see an alien T-shirt, you know, they're probably good chances they believe in it, or you know.
I know.
But, I know. I got alien stuff all over the place, but yeah. So, well, yeah. I mean, we're gonna have to go on specific alien episodes, like encounters.
Really think we're gonna circle back to this.
We have to.
Yeah.
there's so much stuff here.
If you're an alien expert, feel free to reach out to us on our contact form on our website.
We gotta get some alien guests on. Some alien. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have an alien guest on.
alien
specialists. Alien specialists.
Yes. Alien expert, we want to hear from you, and
yeah, that'd be really
cool. Let's dive in further. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. So we both got stumped.
We
both stumped each other. That's well played.
We're lucky today.
No stakes.
No, nope. Yeah. We don't have to go like stand in a field and wait for the aliens to arrive.
Man, I wonder what alien trivia is like. Alien games.
Like alien game night up in
space. I wonder if aliens are watching us and they're like quizzing us about humans. Like, you know, why do humans do this?
Oh, I bet.
Who knows? If they're watching us, they're playing games about us.
Why do humans shave their chest hair?
Yeah, that's true too.
What
is this bizarre behavior?
I envision a very like sleek alien. They're fully hairless because they're bald.
They're
right?
Probably aerodynamic, whatever they, you know, in their
they
ships.
They fly.
Yeah, they're like, why do humans like, you know, do a million things that they do? Why do they have these crazy cars that just like spew gas everywhere? Like, mm-hmm. you know, why don't they fly around like us? You know,
so inefficient, those cars.
Yeah, we are unique creatures though too.
We are. We bring a lot to the table too.
Yeah, I think we're pretty cool species. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, but yeah, one day, who knows? Maybe I'll get abducted and then I can come back on another episode.
No, don't get abducted.
Just for like a night, just to like hang out with him for a night, and then I can come back and tell a story.
As long as you're not in danger.
No,
I don't want you to be in danger.
I think once they figure out that I'm
abduction,
not that they would abduct me, they'd be like, okay, we'll abduct a mediocrely intelligent species of life. Then maybe they'd go for me, but you know,
oh,
I don't
stop.
Think I'm that if they abducted me, they're like, well, this guy is kind of one of these party species. He's one of these like fun species. He's not like, you know, he's non-threatening.
He's only here for the Las Vegas trip.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like if I got abducted. I mean, of course, it would freak me out probably, but then eventually I'd be like, this is actually pretty cool. I think it would sink in that I'd be like, this is actually pretty cool getting abducted. But I don't know. Hopefully, it's a cool experience if it happens.
I hope so.
And then I have cool alien friends. You know, then I can call on my alien phone to call them up.
Right, yo, where you at?
Yeah,
come pick me up.
Yeah, pick me up. You can teleport here. Just pick me up, and we'll go to Alien Vegas.
Yo, my Lyft is not showing up. Can you come get me?
That would be sweet. That'd be sweet. We could go together. We'd have date night with a couple of alien couples. You know,
I love that.
That'd be cool.
Alien date night.
Yeah,
I know.
Why not?
Let them cook for us for a change. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm so curious what their cuisine is like.
I know the alien Italian food is probably bomb. You know.
Yeah, or some other kind of food they have up there,
mm-hmm.
made with space food.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man, space flavor is probably really good. Alien flavors, depending on what
I bet they have their good chefs up there.
Yeah.
In this modern sleek spaceship that I'm envisioning,
it'd be awesome. It'd be pretty awesome. Well, as long as they have like hot tubs and stuff on board the spaceship.
Oh.
Like,
otherwise,
like alien yachts?
I'm teleporting back. If there's not,
that's true.
If there's not a space hot tub,
of course you teleport back. It's got to be a sleek alien yacht, you know,
yeah.
type spaceship.
As long as we can leave whenever we want.
Yeah.
We're not, like,
yeah.
Prisoners.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's arrange this alien date night and we'll go from there.
Couples night, you know?
Yeah. With our new alien friends.
This is ridiculous. That's so funny. Yeah. Well, all right, everyone. We're going to have to touch on this again.
We will.
But thank you for watching.
But thanks for coming along for the ride.
Yeah,
and
weird,
tune in next week for a new episode.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.